The problem of northern bargazelle are coming from outside, from up north of our country, the Maseri and the Zikat, and maybe the Sudan government forces. But our people here, even if we know our communities here hold about 8,000 guns, but they don't use these guns against themselves like in the rest of the state. So we are coming to launch this program, Radio Community Interactive Program, for sanitization and awareness raising among the communities in this country.
And what will you do when it comes to other states in order to sensitize people giving up their guns or surrendering them?
Let us be very, very careful, because for us, the whole we do, we coordinate the processes of small arm control. We don't carry out disarmament by ourselves. What we do, we create conducive environment through sanitization, through awareness raising, through seeking support from our international partners to provide funds like UNDP, like the program we are coming today is funded by UNDP. We seek the support for us to be able to coordinate disarmament processes. We have drafted a draft laws which are going to govern the use and possession of small arms in this country. So this law will be passed, and we are currently developing a regulation also to govern the use and possession of small arms. So we coordinate all these processes without involvement in the implementation. So the whole thing is for us to coordinate these activities for the law enforcement agencies to carry out the actual disarmament in a more peaceful environment. Also, we do coordinate issues related to stockpile management. We are doing it with our partners because we know very well, even if we disarm communities and we don't have strong storage facilities to be able to store our guns, the gun collected from the communities, they will still come back to communities. That is why sometimes we are actually coordinating with our partners to help our government to build storage facilities in unidentified states. In addition to that, we are, with the help of UNMISS and RAKSA, we have good marking machine which are used to mark guns in order to keep record, proper record keeping, and in order also to ensure at the end of the day traceability of the gun collected, and then if it goes back to community to a person among the community, that gun will be known where it is coming from. So we are working hard now with UNMISS to procure 5 marking machines. This machine will be given to law enforcement agencies plus SPLA for them to create their database and keep record keeping in a very, very organized way.
You have pointed out an issue of lack of storage facilities. What would you do as a group like UNMISS and other partners you have mentioned in order to have them constructed?
We have come to the point, we have done training last year, assessment. So I want them now to move to another level, the level of actually trying to make a pilot project in terms of building standard storage facilities in a selected counties or states. So it is absolutely fundamental for all of us, for the community, for the government, for religious leaders, for traditional leaders, for youth, and everybody to ensure that we do live in a peaceful environment, in a free society, gun-free society. And with that, if we can do that, I think the government of this country is able to provide the services to the people.